We are holding on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the third line. We said in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol is that the Kohen Gadol goes and then starts the Avodah of the day in Bigdei Zahav. We said he goes in and prepares the lamps. And the minute we said he goes, he shechts the Korban Tamid, he does the Kabbalah, then he goes in to bring the morning Ketores and to prepare the lamps of the menorah, Meitivus HaNeiros, which according to Rashi and most of the other Mefarshim means to clean them out and put in fresh oil and wicks, and according to the Rambam means also to light them. And he burns the parts of the korban on the fire. And then the Mishnah had said that the Ketores in the morning goes between Dam and Evorim. Now that's according to the Chachamim. Now we're going to talk instead according to Abishol. So the Gemara starts off. Abaya Mesadim Ma'arocha Mishmei de Gemara. Abaya arranged the order of the Ma'arocha. In other words, he gave the order of the Avodas beginning with the Ma'arocha Mishmei de Gemara in the name of the Gemara, which Rashi says means in the name of all of the Chachamim in the Beis Medrash. So not in the name of one or another particular Amora, but rather in the name of, in general, this is what was said in the Beis Medrash. There's other explanations, one of them being the Oruch says it means that he said it anonymously without saying it in the name of a, again, anonymous, not that all that far from Rashi, that he said it anonymously, that he didn't know, like, which Chacham he heard this from. Anyway, Va'aliba d'Abashol, this order that he's going to give us is according to Abashol. We learned previously in the first parak that Abishol holds that the Ketores comes only after all the lamps of the menorah are prepared, whereas the Chachamim hold, as we said in our Mishnah, that the Ketores comes between the Dam and the Evorim. So, in other words, they say that the Ketores comes between that. Well, so we're going to see it. We're going to see as we go through that what it is the Chachamim hold that you prepare five lamps of the menorah, then you bring the ketores, then you prepare the other two. Whereas Abishol holds that you do all seven lamps of the menorah and you do something else between them. In morning davening, which is quoting from this Gemara, we say that we do Dama Tamid, then we do the Shtei Neres, only then do we do the ketores. So the essential machlokus between them is whether the ketores is already burning by the time he does the last two lamps of the menorah. We learned in the first parak that they're arguing over how to understand the pasuk baburka baburka behitivoy esaneris yaktirana. Does that mean Abishol says it means only after he finishes with the neris does he do yaktirana? Does he burn the ketores? And the Chachamim had said that implies just the opposite. It implies when he's doing the neris, the ketores should already be burned. So now the order that Abaya is going to tell us is according to Abishol, not according to the Chachamim. We talked about something then that the Rebbe said in a sicha, Parshas Tetzaveh Nun Beis, so one of the last sichas that Rebbe spoke, about the deeper idea why it. Now the question b'chlal you have to ask is, the Rambam doesn't paskin like Abishol. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. And in fact, in the Seder HaAvodah of Yom Kippur, we quote according to the Chachamim that the Ketores would take place between the Neiros, between the five and the two Neiros. Why it was split up into five and two, by the way, we're going to see later on Omid Beis. But anyway, so why is it B'chlal that we do it every morning according to Abishol when the Halacha is not necessarily like him? So the Beis Yosef says he uses that expression Matzu Ha'olam. The Olam found that this is the clearest summary of the order of the Avodas, and therefore we're not so concerned about if it doesn't exactly match how things were done, because it's a good brief summary of the Avodas. In that sicha, that ever talks about the deeper idea behind it, mot ha'olam is malashon helam, so it means when we find ourselves in a condition of helam, in a condition where a lakus is hidden, then we're not in the position to be able to say that ketores should come so early. Ketores, which represents the yichidah of a nefesh, we're not really able to access that easily. So we have to. We're in a condition now where Abaya, Asher b'chol Yerucham Yosim, where Abaya is named that because he was an orphan, and we're in a condition of Abba Shol. We have to Shol also means borrowed. So to speak, we have to borrow the father. We have to borrow Elakus into the world because it's not the place where it goes naturally. And therefore, under those conditions, we have to delay the Keteris. Whereas on Yom Kippur, when every Yid is on a higher level, then we don't need to borrow, well, of course, we don't need to borrow Hashem into our world. Then he's present in a much higher level. And then, so then we can go like the Chachamim and put Keteris where it belongs. That was the gist of it. Anyway, so he starts like this, going back to the Gemara. Marocha G'doyla, setting up the first wood pile on the Mizbeach, the main wood pile where they would burn the Korbanos, Kodemus, the Marocha Shia, Shokhtaris, that comes ahead of the second wood pile from which they would take coals to burn the Keteris inside on the Mizbeach HaZahav. At one point, when it comes to the time of doing the Keteris, a Kohen would take a pan full of coals from that second Marocha. He would bring them into the Heichel and put them on the Mizbeach HaZahav, and then they would sprinkle the Keteris of the morning or the Keteris of the afternoon on top of that. And burn it that way. So they had a second Ma'arocha for that purpose. So that second Ma'arocha was set up second. Tosfos, by the way, asks, why are we not, and other Rishonim ask, why are we not listening to Trumas Hadeshen? Trumas Hadeshen, we've said before, is the first Avodah of the day. So Tosfos says because it wasn't necessarily, because generally it took place at night. We learned at the end of the first parak, it could often, on Yom Kippur would take place at Chatzos, on Yom Tov would take place at Ashmura HaRishona, the first watch of the night, which is 10 o'clock at night. So first of all, it's a nighttime avodah, whereas the rest of these, first of all, Tosfa says, there's a long break between it and the other one. They would do the Trumas Hadeshen, and then from then until they start with the sequence that we have over here, Ma'arocha Gdola and Ma'arocha Shniyah and so forth, would often be a long break. Second of all, Trumas Hadeshen is supposed to be by night. All these things, beginning from Ma'arocha Gdola, some of them could be done by night as well, but they don't have to. They could be done by day, whereas Trumas Hadeshen is supposed to be done by night. Therefore, we're not listing it because we're only listing the ones that come in sequence one after the other during the day. Okay, so again, so you have the Ma'arocha Gdola, you're setting up the Ma'arocha Gdola, then you have setting up the Ma'arocha Shniyah from which they would take coals for the Keteris. Next, Ma'arocha Shniyah Shok Keteris Kodemus L'Sidur Shnei Gziri Eitzim. The second Ma'arocha of Keteris comes ahead of setting up, of putting the two pieces of wood. We learned previously in the second parak that there's a special mitzvah that after they've set up the main wood pile, they should take two logs of wood and put them on that pile. And we said before, those are not part of the base of it. Those are after they've already set up the pile the way you would. L'havdil for a bonfire, then now you're putting on Shnei Gziri Eitzim, because the pasuk says V'nastu Mnei Aaron HaKohen Eitzim Alam Mizbeach, and you have the pasuk V'yar Ala HaKohen Eitzim Baboker Baboker. So therefore you have a special mitzvah to put Shnei Gziri Eitzim. Next, V'sidu Shnei Gziri Eitzim Kodem Rodishu Mizbeach HaPnimi. The next Shnei Gziri Eitzim comes before cleaning off the ashes from the Mizbeach HaPnimi to get it ready for today's Keteris. The Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi Kodem La'Tovas Chomesh Neiris, that comes before preparing five lamps of the menorah, and why would you adapt the five and then leave the other two for later, we're going to talk about on Amud Beis. La'Tovas Chomesh Neiris Kodem La'Dam HaTomid, that comes before sprinkling the blood of the Korban Tomid. So at some point during this, now we didn't specify it over here, but at some point between these things, they had shechted the Korban Tomid. So now we come, or actually no, Rashi says Dama Tomid means the whole procedure of the Tomid, the Shechita and the Zrika of it takes place at this point. We shouldn't just think that Dama Tomid means sprinkling it. It actually means at this point, after they did that, Tovas Chomesh Neiris is when they would shecht the Tomid and sprinkle its blood on the Mizbeach. The Dama Tomid Kodem La'Tovas Shtei Neiris, that in turn comes before preparing the next two lamps of the menorah. La'Tovas Shtei Neiris Kodem La'Keteris, that comes before bringing the Keteris on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. U'Keteris Kodem La'Evarim, the Keteris comes before taking the limbs of the Kodem Tomid and burning them on the Mizbeach. We learned previously, this follows the order of the Piyosis that we said in the second parak. We had the first pious was for Trumas Hadeshen. Fine, we didn't list Trumas Hadeshen over here again because it took place so long before the other ones. We did say that among the things that the person who does Trumas Hadeshen gets to do is he puts the Shnei Gziri Eitzim on the Ma'arocha. So we had that over here. Then we had the second pious was who gets to shecht the Korban Tomid and who gets to sprinkle the blood and so on and so forth, which is what we said over here, Dama Tomid. The third one was for Keteris. So we said after that comes Keteris. And the fourth one was who brings them up to the top of the Mizbeach and throws them into the fire, which is what we're saying over here, Evarim. Then ve'evodim lemincha. Next after that comes the minchas nesachim that comes together with the korban, the flour and oil that's also burnt on the mizbeach. Or mincha lachavitin. In turn, the mincha comes before the chavitin, the chavite kohen gadol, which is also, as the Gemara is going to say, it's a type of mincha. Therefore, we put it next. The Gemara is going to go through after we learn this. After we learn the statement of Abaya, we're going to go through phrase by phrase and explain why they're dafka in this order. So next comes the chavitin. The chavitin l'nesachim. Next comes the wine for the. Next comes the wine for that's poured on the mizbeach for the nesachim of the korban. Or nesachim the musafin. Next, if it's Shabbos or some other day when there's a korban musaf, then the next thing that comes is the korban musaf. Or musafin l'bazichin. The next day, the next thing again, if it's Shabbos and we have to take off the old lechem upon him, then we do that at this point. Bazichin is a shorthand for the entire procedure of dealing with lechem aponim. Now, where we take the old lechem aponim and the two bozichin of Torahs off the shulchan, we burn the incense in the spoons on the mizbeach. We put new lechem aponim and new spoonfuls of levoina on the shulchan, and we distribute the lechem aponim among the kohenim. All that is what we mean over here by bozichin.
Bozichin come from.
The wood bazich and the wood bazach make spoon. So that's what it means.
Yeah, but what's the connection with spoon and lechem aponim?
Because the Torah tells us that on the shulchan with the lechem aponim, you have to have two spoonfuls of levoina. V'nasata ala marechas levoina zaka. The pasuk says together with the stacks of lechem aponim, you have to have pure levoina on the shulchan. So the lechem aponim and the levoina sit there all week. And then what it is. Keep in mind, a regular korban mincha, what do? You take a koimetz of the mincha, you burn it on the mizbeach, and the rest of it now is shirayim, which the kohenim are allowed to eat. The lachem aponim, you don't have a koimetz from. Instead, the levoina serves the function of the levoina serves the function of the koimetz. The pasuk in fact calls it lazkara. Lazkara means a memorial. It serves as the same, it has the same relation to the lachem aponim as the koimetz does to a regular mincha.
That's fine when you bring the lechem aponim, but when you remove them, what's the connection to the bazichin?
That's the connection. All week long, they're sitting on the shulchan from Shabbos to Shabbos. We learned the other day that if they put on any other day of the week other than Shabbos, then it's no good. Now, so you put them on Shabbos together with them. You put the bazichin the following Shabbos. Now that the lechem aponim has been on the shulchan for the entire week, and now it's the time for it to have the kedusha of a mincha and to be dealt with like a mincha and eaten by the kohenim. Then first we have to take its koimetz, which in this case the levoina serves that purpose, and we burn it on the mizbeach. And then the rest.
So
of it
the bazichin are burnt on the mizbeach before they eat the.
Or they eat the lechem aponim, yes.
The lechem aponim. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And that comes before the Tomid Shalbein Habayim. The Bozichin come before the Tomid Shalbein Habayim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'orach Aleha, as Shenemar, V'hikdir Aleha Chalvei Ashlamim. The Pasuk says, on it he should burn the fat of the Shlamim. Now, we're doushing the word Hashlamim, meaning Aleha Hashlam Kola Kovonis Kulam, on it. Now, it meaning the morning Korban Tomid, because that's what the Pasuk is talking about over there, on it. All the other korbanos should be completed, meaning not on the afternoon one. Therefore, we learn from that the afternoon tamid, nothing else is supposed to be brought after it. Everything has to be completed before the korban tamid shabena habayim is brought. We learned in Pesachim that the korban Pesach and that the korban Pesach is an exception to that. And we said there can also be a case where a person is mechusa kapara, and that's an exception to that. But ordinarily, korbanos have to be brought not before the Tomid Shachar and not after the Tomid Shabbat Habayim. So everything else has to fit, all the other korbanos that are brought that day have to fit between those two. Tosfos Yeshanim discusses over here at some length, by the way, and regular Tosfos discusses in some places, including in Pesachim and in some other places, about the question, is that ma'akil? Suppose that we were to bring a korban, b'dieved, before the Tomid Shachar, or after the Tomid Shabbat Habayim, would it in fact be possible, or is it maybe only that l'chatchila you're supposed to do it this way, but v'diyeved it would be fine? One thing where that's negeya l'halacha is, let's say a person daven musaf before they daven shachris. Suppose a person thought they had davened shachris, so they go and daven musaf. Afterwards, they realize they in fact did not daven shachris. do they need to daven musaf again? So the halacha is that no, because b'di'evid, it's okay, the same way as we're saying over here, that b'di'evid, if they did bring a korban before the Tumat Shachar, it's not necessarily possible. They shouldn't have done it, but it is kosher after all. Okay. So now let's go through the list. We said that the big ma'arocha, which is what they burn the pieces of the korban on, that comes ahead of the second ma'arocha from which they would take coals for the k'todas. Menolon, so where do we know that from? So Tanya, we learn in a b'raisa, the pasuk says, "Hi ha'ola al mokda kol ha'mizbeach kol ha'layla." Now the pasuk goes like this. We say it in morning davening. Savas amdes bon ablema zos todas ha'ola. He ha'ola al mokda on the burning on the wood pile for burning alamizbeach kol ha'layla ad ha'brek for the whole night until the morning. And then it continues. The fire of the mizbeach should be burning on it. So twice in that pasuk it mentions burning, moikta and tukad. So he ha'ola al moikta al mizbeach kol ha'layla. When it says that is the ola which is on the fire on the mizbeach all night, zuma arocha gdola. That refers the moikta there refers to the arocha gdola. The esha mizbeach tukad boy. And when it continues, the fire of the mizbeach should burn on it. Zuma arocha shnir shok teres. That refers to the Ma'arocha Shnia Shok Teres. So the Pasuk is telling you, in other words, that you shouldn't think that you burn wood on the Mizbeach HaPnimi itself, and then right then and there you have it burning, and then you put the Teres on it. No, the Pasuk wants you to know that you have a wood pile on the outer Mizbeach from which you're going to carry in a shovel full of coals to put on the inner Mizbeach, and that's what you're going to burn the Teres with. So the Gemara asks, the Epochana, maybe flip it around, maybe say that the Ma'arocha of Torahs should, that the Ma'arocha of Torahs goes first, which would mean the Pasuk is actually out of order. So in other words, we're not going to assume that He Ha'ola Al-Mokta is referring to the one for Torahs, and the Eishem Ezbeach Tukad Bo is referring to the main Ma'arocha. Fine, we're going to accept that the words He Ha'ola Al-Mokta refers to the Ma'arocha Gdola, and the next part refers to Ma'arocha Shnia, but maybe the Pasuk is telling us them out of order. Because after all, the one for Torahs is more important, maybe. Because after all, as the Gemara is going to say in a second, the one for Ketodus, coals from it are brought into the Hechel, so maybe that one therefore takes precedence. So the answer is no, Mistabra, it's more logical, Ma'arocha Gdola Adifa, the big wood pile on which they're going to burn the Korbanos is more important, Shekhen Kaparasa Merubah, because the Kapara of it is greater, because you have all kinds of Korbanos are brought on it, which are machaper for all different kinds of Avedas, as opposed to the Ma'arocha Shnia is specifically to take coals for the Ketodus. That is only machaper on certain things. In particular, the Gemara mentions elsewhere that Ketodus is machaper on Lashon Hara. But the Ma'arocha Gdola accomplishes much more kapara because you have many more Korbanos brought on it. Therefore, we would assume that it comes first and that the Pasuk is, in fact, in order. Okay, so the question still is, Adraba Ma'arocha Shnia Adifa. On the contrary, though, you can argue that the Ma'arocha Shnia is more important, Shekein Machnisin Menolofnim, because after all, they take coals from it to take into the Hekel, so that should outweigh the fact that the other one is used only on the, the fact the other one has more kapara, fine, but on the other hand, this one is used on the inner Mizbeach, doesn't that give it more status? The answer is no. Afilahachi kaparasa beruba adifa. The first answer is that no. Still, the fact that the Ma'arocha Gdola is used for more kapara is more important. So that outweighs the fact that the other one is being taken into the Hekel. That's one answer. The Iboyasema, or another answer, you could say, after all, sometimes this one could be used for Ketodus. Eloi mashkach etim l'Ma'arocha Shnia. Suppose they couldn't find wood that's appropriate for the Ma'arocha Shnia, and the Mishnah in Talmud tells us they wouldn't just use any kind of wood for the Ma'arocha Shnia because they wanted a kind of wood. Now with the Ma'arocha Gdola, they're not taking coals from it anyway. Every morning they're taking a panful of ashes from it for Trumas Hadeshen, but fine, that you don't need any special kind of wood for that purpose. But the Ma'arocha Shnia, the purpose of it was to have coals for the Ketodus, so they needed to pick some kind of wood that would produce good coals for that purpose. And therefore, the Mishnah in Talmud tells us they would pick specifically good quality fig branches. And there's another reason also, Mepharshim say, because the fig, according to one opinion, was the tree that was used that by the Chetei Tzadas, so therefore we want to use it now for the Ketores. So there was a specific kind of wood that they would pick for the Ma'aroch HaShnia. Let's say they didn't have that kind of wood available. Miloy Ma'ayom Ma'aroch HaGdola. Then wouldn't they bring in coals from the Ma'aroch HaGdola? Because there's no choice. One way or the other, you have to be able to burn the Ketores on the Mizbeach HaZahav. So therefore, in other words, the Ma'aroch HaGdola itself does have to do with the Ketores, because it's true it's not normally used for the Ketores, but if they have to, they will. So the fact that the other one is used for Ketores and Ketores is brought lefnim is not enough of a reason to put it ahead of the Ma'aroch HaGdola. First of all, the Ma'aroch HaGdola has greater kapara; it's used for more different types of korbanos than a mechaper for many different averus. And second of all, the Ma'aroch HaGdola itself sometimes might be used to burn the Ketores as well. Okay, next. We said Ma'aroch HaShnia Shokhtoros Kodemus the Siddur Shnei Gzira Eitzim. We said the Ma'aroch HaShnia Shokhtoros comes before the Shnei Gzira Eitzim, the two logs of wood that are placed on the main Ma'aroch. Now, why is that? Menolon, where do we get that from? So like this, the Pasuk says, Uvir Aleha Koyen Eitzim Baburka Baburka. The Pasuk says the Koyen should burn on it every morning two logs of wood. So the word Aleha, the word aleha means veloy al chavata. The word aleha is a miut, meaning on it, not on the other one. So therefore, mekalda is al chavata. That implies that at that point, the chavata, the other pile, already exists. Otherwise, if it doesn't exist, then there's nothing to talk about. Obviously, the only place you could put the shneg zira etzim would be on that one. So the fact that it says aleha implies that by the time you're putting on the two pieces of wood, there's already a second wood pile on the mizbeach. So now Tosfos explains that in that case, why do we need two psukim to tell us that there are two ma'arochas at all? From the word aleha itself, we should understand that there were two. And the answer is, again, Tosfos says that if we didn't have that, we would have thought, like we said before, that the one for the Ketores should be on the inner mizbeach. How do we know that it has to be on the outer mizbeach, and then we take coals from that and bring them to the inner mizbeach? That we know only because the Pasuk mentions moikta and tukad. But now that we know that, now we wouldn't know whether the Shnei Gzira Eitzim come before or after setting up that one. Since it says Aleha, then it means it's after that one is set up. So Mekhlal de Ikal HaChavata, that shows that the other one already exists when you put in the Shnei Gzira Eitzim. The question is, Mar asks, V'hai Aleha mi'barilei l'gufei? What do you mean? You need the word Aleha to teach us the actual din. After all, you wouldn't know other than that. You would say, Ovira Koyen Eitzim, if it said the Koyen should burn wood. Okay, but on which pile? At this point, you have two wood piles on the Mizbeach. Which one are you putting it on? The word Aleha on the face of it is needed to teach us exactly that you put it on the main wood pile. How can you also use that word Aleha to teach us that you put it when both piles already exist and you're putting it only on the one? So the answer is Tre Aleha. It actually says twice Aleha in the Pasuk. So therefore, one of them can teach us that you put it on the main wood pile. And the other one teaches us that at that point, the second wood pile already exists. Actually, it actually says three times Aleha in the Pesukim over here. So Tosfos Yeshanim and the Ritva deal with the question how exactly we work this. In fact, the Ritva points out you need one of those Alehas for what we said at the end of Abaye HaMasader, Aleha Hashlem Kol HaKavonis Kulam. Three times in the Pasuk it says Aleha. V'yor Aleha HaKoyen Eitzim Baburka Baburka V'orach Aleha Ho'ila V'hikter Aleha Chel V'ashlamin. So we need one of those already to teach us that no korbanos come before the Tumat Shel Shachar or after the Tumat Shel Bein Arbayim. So the Tzva goes into a bit of detail how exactly we understand that. From that word Aleha, we can understand both of those things, not before the Tumat Shel Shachar, not after the Tumat Shel Bein Arbayim. And then we have two Alehas left for what we're saying over here in the Gemara, one to teach us that the Shnei Gzira Eitzim go on the big wood pile and not on the Ma'aroch HaShnia Shokhtoros, and another one to teach us that when you're putting them on, the Ma'aroch HaShnia Shokhtoros already has to have been set up. Okay. Next. Siddur Shnei Gzira Eitzim Kodem L'dishin Mizbeach HaPnimi. The setting up of the two logs of wood comes before cleaning off the ashes from the inner Mizbeach. Because now both of those things, the Pasuk uses the word baburka baburka. When it comes to the two logs of wood, the Torah tells us, Now you have also the pasuk says baburka baburka behitivis aneiras yaktirena, that he should burn the ketores baburka baburka. Now baburka baburka means very early in the morning. The simple meaning of baburka baburka means every morning, but the Gemara is also understanding that it means kind of in the morning of the morning. In other words, baburka itself would mean later in the morning. Baburka baburka means the morning of the morning, meaning the earlier part of the morning. So by both them it says baburka baburka. Now it is true that the second pasuk says yaktirena, he should burn the ketores, but Rashi explains that it actually refers to that whole procedure. It refers to also cleaning off the mizbeach from the ashes, because without doing that you don't have room to burn the ketores. So both of them it does say baburka baburka. Afilu hochi machshir odir. Nevertheless, machshir is more important. In other words, the fact that dishon mizbeach apnimi is a necessary prerequisite. You're not going to be able to bring the ketores without doing that, without cleaning off those ashes and burnt ketores first. Whereas, sorry, the other way around. Machshir is the wood. The wood is more of a machshir than the dishon mizbeach hapnimi, because the dishon mizbeach hapnimi, okay, you need to get rid of the ashes before you can set up new coals over there. But even more important, you have to have a source for the coals to begin with. So you have to have pieces of wood. Now the Gemara is going to ask in a second, these pieces of wood that we're talking about are on the Ma'aroch of Gdola. What do they have to do with anything? So we'll get back to that point in a second. But the point is, in other words, you need wood to be burnt in order to have coals for the ketores. Therefore, that's more of a machshir. Therefore, that has to come first before cleaning off the mizbeach hapnimi, which is, it's also a machshir, but less of one. The idea is, in other words, I guess in principle, you could put coals and put ketores down on the mizbeach hazahav, even if it hadn't been cleaned, but you can't burn the ketores without coals for the purpose, and those coals come from the Ma'aroch HaShniyah. And therefore the shnei gzira etzim, which is wood that is burnt to make coals, that has to come first. The question is machshir mayniu shnei gzira etzim. So what are you telling me that these you were talking about over here, the shnei gzira etzim? So those aren't a machshir for the ketores. Didn't we just finish saying that the shnei gzira etzim go on the main ma'arocha? So in that case, then they're on the main ma'arocha. They're not going for ketores at all. How are they a machshir for ketores such that we should say that they come ahead, that the shnei gzira etzim comes before cleaning off the inner mizbeach and preparing it for the ketores? The answer. So the Gemara gives a few answers. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Shum Eitzim. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, fine, it's true these particular pieces of wood are not used for the ketores, but they are wood, and wood is wood. In other words, when we're talking about that a machshir has to come ahead, and that means wood, burning wood for the ketores, then we mean anything involving wood. So here, okay, it's wood that doesn't go on that ma'arocha, it goes on a different one. Nevertheless, it can still be considered, in a very loose sense, a machshir. Rav Ashi gives a different answer. I skipped the line. Ravina Amahova Hiskum Ma'arocha Goimer. Ravina says, okay, it's true that logically we might have said that cleaning off the inner mizbeach comes first because the shnei gzira etzim have nothing to do with the ketores. But once we're starting with the ma'arochas, then we want to finish them. So we did ma'arocha gdola, we did ma'arocha shnei shok ketores. While we're at it, let's finish off the ma'arocha and put the two sticks of wood on it, and then we'll continue with other kinds of avodah. Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi again says, like we said before, ilan mashkach etzim l'ma'arocha shniyah. After all, if we didn't have wood that's appropriate for the ma'arocha shniyah, as we said, the good quality fig wood that we're going to use for that purpose, which will produce a lot of coals, miloy ma'ayil l'ma'arocha gdola, then after all, we would have to go to ma'arocha gdola and get coals from it. So therefore, Rav Ashi says, it comes out that at least sometimes the Ma'aroch HaGdola does in fact serve for the ketores, and therefore the Shnei Gzira Eitzim on it are in fact a machshir for the ketores as well, sometimes. Next, The dish in Mizbeach Afnimi Kodim Latavas Chomesh Nedus, we say that the cleaning off of the inner Mizbeach, of the remaining ashes and coal, of the remaining ashes and burnt Ketodos and whatever on it, that comes ahead of the Hatava of the five lamps of the Menorah, which again, Hatava, according to everybody, means cleaning them out and putting in new oil and wicks. According to the Rambam, it also includes lighting them. According to the Rambam, they lit the Menorah twice a day. According to everybody else, they lit it only once a day in the evening. So it comes in that order. So my timer, why is that? Amar Abaya, Gemara Gemirna, Svara Lo Yadayim. So Abaya says, I learned this order that we're listing over here, but I don't remember the Svara. I don't have a logical reason that I can give why it should be in that order, that Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi should come before Hatavas Chomesh Nedus. The Rava Omar, whereas Rava says, I can give you a reason for it. Kiresh Lakish. The reason is like what Resh Lakish says. Do'amar Resh Lakish ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. Resh Lakish says, you do not bypass a mitzvah that you have the opportunity to do. As soon as you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, then you should do that. Then you should do that mitzvah. So what does that have to do with this? When the Kohen comes into the Heichel, the Mizbeach poga bereisha. He first encounters the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is further out, closer to the door than the Menorah. So therefore, if he were to do the Hatavas Chomesh Nedus first, he would be bypassing the Mizbeach in order to get to the Menorah. The Tanya, as we learn in a Braisa, Shulchan, but we learned this in Shkolim as well a few weeks ago. Shulchan bat Sofen. The Shulchan is on the north side of the Heichel. Moshech min hakosel shtei amos umechta, and it wasn't right by the wall. It was 2.5 amos away from the wall. Rashi explains the reason is because when they take off the old lechem aponim and put on the new one, you need kohenim standing on each side of the Shulchan. You need one group standing over there taking off the old lechem aponim, and another group standing there putting on the new lechem upon him. And you need room for them on the two sides of the shulchan. Therefore, they had it 2.5 amos away from the wall so that you could have two kohenim standing side by side and being able to take off the old lechem upon him. There is, by the way, a machlokes in the Gemara in Menachos, whether the shulchan and the menorah was the long axis of the shulchan east to west or north to south. So here, the pastors were talking according to the opinion that the long axis was north to south, which in fact is how the Rambam paskins it, and therefore the kohenim who are standing on one side of the shulchan are standing between the shulchan and the wall and removing the lachem upon it. So you need 2.5 amos for them to be able to do that. So that's where the shulchan was placed. Menorah Badorim, the menorah was opposite on the south side of the Heichel. Meshucham and Akosel Shtamas Mechta, it was also 2.5 amas away from the wall. Now, with the menorah, there wasn't as much of a reason to keep it 2.5 amas away from the wall. It wasn't like anybody had to go behind it. However, Rashi explains, since the Pasuk says that it has to be opposite the Shulchan, then it means it has to be the same distance from the wall as the Shulchan was. Since the Shulchan has to be 2.5 amas away, for the reason we said, in order to give room for the Kohenim to go between the wall of it and take off the old lechem upon him, then therefore the menorah has to be a similar distance away from the wall on its side. Also, Mephoshim say an idea is if it was too close to the wall, then it would the smoke of it would blacken the wall. Okay, and Mizbeach Memutzav Oimid Be'emtza, the Mizbeach was in the middle. Whether the Mizbeach was in the middle, halfway between north and south, although we're going to learn later on on Daf Nun Aleph when we talk about how the Kohen Gadol walks through the Heichel to get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but we're going to have a bit of discussion about how he walks by the Mizbeach over there, that Maushal over there learns that actually the Mizbeach Zahav was a little bit offset. He learns that actually when we say over here Be'emtza, doesn't mean exactly in the middle, means it was moved over a little bit to one side, so that one edge of it was on the dividing line, was on the midline between north and south in the Heichel. Anyway, so the Mizbeach HaZahav is in the middle, but more to the point, it was sticking out a bit beyond the Mizbeach, beyond the Menorah and the Shulchan. So it wasn't exactly between them, it was closer to the door. So the question is, so why is that? Why don't we put it exactly between them? Why is it closer to the door? So the reason is, since the pasuk tells us the menorah has to be opposite the shochan, that means the menorah and the shochan have to be able to see each other without the mizbeach hazahav blocking them. So therefore, the mizbeach hazahav had to be moved out of a straight line between them and closer to the door. So therefore, the result of it is, when the kohen comes into the kodesh, into the heichal, the first keli that he meets up with is the mizbeach. And therefore we want him to do an avodah involving the mizbeach first, rather than an avodah involving the menorah, which would involve him passing by. Tosfos actually talks about that if you have, when we say that, now this that we're saying ein ma'avir nala mitzvahs, you don't bypass a mitzvah. That would be when we're talking about that you could do both of them, and the question is which one you do first. If you have something where it's one or the other, not necessarily would we say that. Then we have other considerations which one takes precedence. But here what we're saying is, I mean, here you don't have the same kohen doesn't do both of them, but in theory you could. I mean, you have different people win the pious to do these different things. Conceivably, you could have that one person ends up doing dishon mizbeach hapnimi and dishon hamenorah, because those are in different piyosis. The dishon mizbeach hapnimi, we said, was put in as part of the first pious. The dishon, the cleaning out of the menorah with the hatovas haneiros, was part of the second pious. So in theory, the same person could win both of them. So we're saying we don't want him to be ma'avir nala mitzvahs. We don't want him to bypass the mizbeach in order to do another mitzvah. But if it was in fact one or the other, we wouldn't necessarily say that. Now, of course, the question is, does Abaye not know this concept of Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs? So the Gevuras Ari says, maybe what it is Abaye was not aware of this that we just said, that the Mizbeach HaZahav was not between the Shulchan and the Menorah, but rather closer to the door. He may have thought that it's exactly between them, and in that case, when you walk into the Heichal, you have the Mizbeach HaZahav and the Menorah are the same distance from you, and therefore it wouldn't be Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs. So the Gemara interjects over here, since we're talking about this concept of Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs, Amar Rava, Shema Mina Midirei Shlokish, from what Rish Lakish is saying, we can derive a halakha, Aburi Dra Atitefta Osir, to put the Shoyad before the Shorosh would be Osir. Now Rashi explains that it means, in other words, you have to put on the Shoyad, you have to put on the Tefillin Shoyad first, because the Tefillin Shoyad is closer to you. You have your hands are closer together to each other than they are to your head. So therefore, if you were to bypass the arm tefillin and put on the head tefillin first, then it would be also on the grounds of Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs. You have to do it the other way around. First the tefillin shoyad, then the tefillin shorosh. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? We don't learn that from Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs. We have a whole different source for that. The fact that the pasuk says, V'hoyu l'toytofos b'nei necha, teaches us that kol zman sh'b'nei necha yishtayim, as long as you have the shal rosh on, there has to be both tefillin on. You can't have the shal rosh on without the shal yad. Actually, let me qualify that. If you only have a shal rosh, or if for whatever reason you can only put on the shal rosh, then of course you put it on by itself. But if you have both of them, then the pasuk is saying, v'hoyu l'toytofos b'nei necha, which means that you have to have, if when you have the shal rosh on, you have to have both of them on, which is why we put on the shal yad first and we take it off last. So that way, as long as the shal rosh is on, we always have both of them. So then, so that's why we do the shal yad first, not because Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs. So
rather, toytofos applies to the rosh. It doesn't apply to both.
That's exactly
what Ben Enecha it says.
It says Vahoyu v'Toytofos Ben Enecha. So the Vahoyu is plural. It means that as long as the Toytofos are Ben Enecha, you have to have Vahoyu. You have to have both tefillin on. So therefore, so from that we're learning.
Havaya, you're saying.
In other words, if it said Vahoyu v'Toytofos Ben Enecha, then fine. It would mean that you can have on the Shoyad. It can mean you can have the Shorosh on without the Shoyad. Since it says Vahoyu, which is in plural, the Toytofos Ben Enecha, then it means that you have to have, that when you have the Toytofos Ben Enecha, you have to have Vahoyu, you have to have both tefillin on.
It couldn't say Vahaya. It's grammatically incorrect.
No, because the Toytofos, it's true that it has four batim, but it is after all one solid piece. So it could have said v'hoyol l'teitofes b'neinacha, or it didn't have to say that at all. It could have said the chayfim lo yseyidacha u'l'teitofes b'neinacha. You know, in Rabbi Natan's tefillin, we have that line right at the end of v'hoyot kibyacha v'hoyol l'chol oisayyotcha u'l'zikoron b'neinacha v'hoyol l'chol oisayyotcha u'l'teitofes b'neinacha. So it didn't have to say the word v'hoyu at all. Since it says the word v'hoyu, which is plural, then we learn from that that when you're putting on the teitofes, when you're putting on the shalosh, you have to already have on the shoyal. Anyway, so Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Tam a different explanation of what the Gemara is saying. Nothing to do with putting them on, well, not directly related to putting them on, but how you should put them away. When you take them off and put them in their bag, don't put the shoyad in first, and then you're going to put the shorosh above it, because what's going to happen the next day when you come to take it out, you're going to get to the shorosh first. And then you would have to be over, then you would have to bypass the shorosh to put on the shoyad first. Because again, we're saying the shoyad has to come first. So then you'd be mavirin ala mitzvahs. So instead, what you should do is you put the shoyad higher up, or you put them side by side in such a way that you can reach the shoyad first and put it on first the way it's supposed to be. Then Tosfos brings in, and that's what we do, of course. We put them side by side, or if we're going to put them one on top of the other, then we put the shoyad on top. Actually, there is an issue that the posts can bring up. But on the other hand, the kedusha of the shorosh is greater because it has the letters shin embossed on the outside of it, which is a letter of Hashem's name. So that's why we don't preferentially put the shoyad on top of the shorosh. But on the other hand, we don't want to put the shorosh on top for the reason that we're saying over here, because then you'd have to bypass it. So the better thing is what we do, we put them side by side, and maybe the shorosh should be a little bit higher, but the shoyad should be just as easily available so that you can get to it first. And that way you're not mavir and alamitis.
And when they're side by side, which one is on the right and which one is on the left?
So most people that I've seen put the shoyad on the shoyad on their left side, and the shorosh on their right side. But most people are righties, so it's more natural to reach for the left first. But I don't know if there's a paid on that. But that's generally how I've seen people do. The shoyad goes on the right side of the bag, which is your left, and the shorosh goes on the left side of the bag, which is your right.
So you should take, if in that order, you should take the shoyad first and the shorosh second?
Exactly, and that's how it should be, in order not to be ma'aver on mitzvahs, in order not to bypass the shorosh first. Nevertheless, it does say in Shulchan Aruch that if you did accidentally take out the shorosh first, nevertheless, you still override this ein ma'aver on mitzvahs and go ahead and set it aside and put on the shoyad first. Because since the Torah insists v'hayu v'teitofes b'neinecha, then it means that that overrides the concept of ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. So preferably we arrange things in such a way that you don't have to be ma'avir ala mitzvahs. But if it should happen that you accidentally do, then you still are ma'avir ala mitzvahs in order to be mekayim v'hayu v'teitofes b'neinecha. On the other hand, what it also says in Shulchan Aruch, now you are supposed to put on your talis before your tefillin. And for that reason also, the tefillin should go further down in the bag than the talus. That way you come to the talus first. But there we don't say, since there's no mitzvah in the Torah to put on the talus ahead of the tefillin. So if accidentally you did take out your tefillin first, then in fact you do put them on, and only afterwards you put on the talus. Okay, then Tosfos brings another explanation about what we're saying over here in the Gemara about the shoyad ahead of the shorosh. So again, we had Rashi's explanation that it means putting them on. We had Tosfos' first explanation from Rav Hai Goyin that's talking about when you're putting them away in your bag. And then you have a third explanation that Tosfos brings from Rebbe Eliyahu that it means as far as when we touch them. We know that at various times during davening, we touch the tefillin and we kiss them. So that, and we learned in the first parak that you have to do that tabachoyim and mitzitz. So what we're saying is that when you're doing that, given that your hand is more easily accessible to you than your head, then therefore you should kiss the shoyad first before the shorosh. Okay. Next, let's get back to the Seder Havodah. We said the Dama Tomid, the Hatovas Chomish Neiris Kodim L'Dama Tomid. We said that the Hatova of the five lamps of the menorah comes before the blood of the Tomid, which again we said meant the whole procedure of shechting and sprinkling the blood of the Korban Tomid, and that in turn, V'dama Tomid Korban L'Hatovas Shtei Neiris, that comes before the Hatovas Shtei Neiris. My timer, what's the reason for that? Abaya says it like this. by the Shnei Gzira Eitzim, the Pasuk says, Baburker, Baburker. We said, Uvir Alakoin Eitzim, Baburker, Baburker. Now, in the end, we said, when we talked about on Amar Aleph, where the Shnei Gzira Eitzim goes, we didn't actually need those words, Baburker, Baburker. Because we ended up saying that, after all, the fact that the Shnei Gzira Eitzim are Machshir, the fact that they were prerequisite, is more important than anything else. And we said that they're not a Machshir for the Tertus, but we said, first of all, but wood in general is a machshir for the Tertus, so therefore that includes this wood as well. Or we had, that was Rav Yirmiyah's answer, or we had Ravina's answer. We had Ravina's answer that once we start with setting up the ma'arachos, then we want to finish with it. We had Rav Ashi's answer that, after all, sometimes the coals for the Tertus are brought from the ma'arach gdola. Whatever the case, now once we did that, we don't need the words baburker baburker by the Shnei Gzira Eitzim anymore. Therefore, so Deloitte Tzrichi, we don't need them over there. Therefore, Shadinu Lahacha. Therefore, we take these words, Baburker, Baburker, and apply them to here. Therefore, Chad Shavya La'atavas Chomesh Neiris, one we put together with the Atavas Chomesh Neiris, where the Pasuk tells us that takes place, Baburker, 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 Behetiveyas Aneiris, the Chad Shadya La'dama Tomid, the other one we apply to the Baburker that it says by the Tomid, it's a Keves Echad Tasa Baburker. So that tells us, therefore, that the Hatovas Chomesh Neiris goes ahead of the Dama Tomid. In other words, we start off with the Hatovas Chomesh Neiris, begins with two Baburkers. Now we're taking another Baburker and applying it to it. So it has three. The Chad Shadi, the Dama Tomid, the other one we apply to the Dama Tomid, where it says one Baburker. Now we're giving it another one. So it has two. The Nikhtamil HaTovas Shteineris, and that tells us that should go ahead of the HaTovas Shteineris. So Chad Shadi, HaTovas Chomeshneris, the Nikhtamil Dama Tomid, the Hochat Tlos of a Hochat Trey. So now what we have is, once we finish doing that, then we have the HaTovas Chomesh Neiris has three Baburkers in connection with it. The two Baburkers that it says by it itself, Baburker, Baburker, Behetiveyas Aneiris Yechidena, and another one that we took from the Shnei Gzira Eitzim and applied to that. So therefore it has three. And the Dama Tomid has only two, V'Hochat Trey. And now it has two because it has its own Baburker and another Baburker that was given to it from the Shnei Gzira Eitzim. So therefore, three goes ahead of two. That tells us therefore how the Chomesh Neiris come before the Dama Tomid, and then the Chad Shadi the Dama Tomid. Now, why do we need to take one of those Baburkos and apply it to the Dama Tomid? The Nikdame La Atovas Shteineris, because we still want the Dama Tomid to go ahead of the Atovas Shteineris. And what's the logic? Why should we do that? The Afagav the Hochatrei the Hochatrei. Now, on the face of it, There it's tied, because both of them, you have two Baburkers, because, again, we only did the Hatava of five lamps. We still have to do the Hatava of the other two. Those two, you have the word Baburker, Baburker. By the Tomid, now also, once we added a Baburker to it, you also have two. But, nevertheless, Mechaper Odif, but something that accomplishes a Kapara, is more important. The Ola, after all, the blood of the Ola is Mechaper, for esses and for loisa says that a person for loisa says shenitak laesse, whereas the hatovas aneres is not mechaper for anything. So therefore, the mechaper comes first. Tosfos and Tosfos Yeshanim ask, in that case, once we're taking baburkers and moving them around, why don't we say that we take both baburkers and put them on the Dama Tomid, and that'll tell us that it goes even ahead of the Dishum Mizbeah HaPnimi. Tosfos says, okay, come on, you're not going to say that if he starts off with one Baburker, you're going to give him two other ones and put him ahead of something else. Like, you know, at least the Atavas Chomesh Neiris begins with a head start. It already begins with two Baburkers, and then Dishum Mizbeah HaPnimi also begins with two Baburkers. We're not going to then take something else that started with only one, which started behind, and put it ahead by applying two Baburkers. Instead, it's more logical that the ones that were already ahead, the ones that started with a head, that some of the ones that started with a head start are going to continue having that and are going to get that and is going to get one of the Baburkers. Okay.
What's the what's the reason that first you do the five neros and then the two other neros? Why do we have to split?
We're going to get to that soon, why we split it up into five and two. Right now, we're not dealing with that yet. Right now, we're dealing with how we know that the five lamps go before the Dhamma Tamid and the Dhamma Tamid goes before the two lamps. So again, what it is once we finish applying the Baburkers, then we have three by the five lamps and only two of them by the Dhamma Tamid. Therefore, the five lamps go first. Which it's true that the Dhamma Tamid is a machaper, but nevertheless, the fact that we have three baburkers is reason enough to put the Chomish Neiris first. Then comes the Dhamma Tamid, which has two baburkers, and then comes the Shtei Neiris, which now those have two baburkers, and now we break that tie of the two baburkers by considering what's a machaper. Because the Dhamma Tamid is a machaper, therefore that gives it a boost, and therefore that puts it ahead of the Shtei Neiris. So in fact, Tosfos Yeshanim gets into more of a discussion about that. Why do we even need that? The fact that it's mechaper should be more important. But on the other hand, you know, we already mentioned Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvah, so that alone is reason enough to say that once we have a mitzvah available to hand, we should do it, and therefore that would also help us break the tie. So that's how we do it. Okay. However, Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, but Rav Papa asks Labaya, once we're taking baburkers and moving them around, the Emachad Shadil Adushim is Behafnimi, maybe we should apply one of those burkers to the Dishim is Behafnimi, which we said the Dishim is Behafnimi has two baburkers on it. So maybe we just said we're taking one baburker and applying it someplace where there are two. Why are we saying that it should be the two that are, the preparing of the five lamps of the menorah? Maybe it should be the two that are the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. So now that one will have three. The Nikhtmei L'dama Tamid. Now that one will go ahead of the blood of the Tamid. The Hacha Tlos of the Hacha Tzrei, because now you have three, which beats two. The Chad Shadil L'dama Tamid. The other one we're going to apply to the blood of the Tamid. The Nikhtum L'Hatovas Chomesh Neiris. And we would say that the Dama Tamid then goes ahead of the Hatovas Chomesh Neiris, which we would say again, the Afgav, the Hacha Tzrei, the Hacha Tzrei, Mechaper Adif. Because we would say that even though both of them now have two baburkers, the Hatovas Chomesh Neiris has two baburkers of its own, the Dhamma Tamid would have one baburker of its own and one that we brought to it from Shnei Gzereitzim. We would still say Mechaper Adif. The Dhamma Tamid is more important because it accomplishes Kapara. Why don't we say it that way? So in that case, then the order should be Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, then Dhamma Tamid, then Hatovas Chomesh Neiris. Why are we doing it? Why does it dafka have to be? Why does it dafka have to be Dushan Mizbeach HaPnimi, then Chomesh Neiris, and then Dhamma Tamid? So the answer is, if you were going to understand that way, then it would come out that you don't have anything to do between the five and the two. Apsukim, the my mapsik is lahu. What avoda would you have to put between the five and the two? And you can't do that. You have to have something between the five and the two, because Hanichal Resh Lakish to Amalama Mativin, the Chosin Mativin. Resh Lakish says, why do we do five and then we do two? Because we want to make a big commotion and a big excitement in the Azara. We want to have, there's a lot of walking around and there's a new avoda going on and getting everybody excited, based on the Kim Nahalach Barogesh, as we learned before about it. So according to Resh Lakish, not necessarily do we have to have an avoda between the five and the two. It would be good enough, according to Resh Lakish, to do the five, then just fine. The Kohen Gadol walks out of the Heichal, comes back in. The Kohen walks out of the Heichal, comes back in, does the other two. And therefore, that would be enough. L'hagash is kol azara. So according to Resh Lakish, fine. Then there's no problem. You could understand it that way. Rabbi Yochanan says that the words baburka baburka mean, literally baburka baburka means in the morning, so it means that you have to divide it into two parts of the morning. You have to do the avoda of the five, you have to do that, the five neiris, and then you have to have a break with some other avoda, and then later in the morning you're going to have the other two. So there has to be an avoda between them. Now, again, you can't put, Rashi explains, you can't put Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi between them, because we said before, Ein Ma'avir in Al HaMitzvahs. Every other avoda is already slotted into its place. We don't have room to move them around. So if we were to say, like you, Rav Papa, that that the dam atomid comes before that dam atomid comes before the atavas chomish neiris, then you don't have anything to put between the chomish neiris and the shtei neiris. So therefore, necessarily, this is according to Abishol we're talking about over here. We're according to Abishol, Ketores goes only after all the neiris are done. Therefore, you wouldn't have anything else to go in between. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the word baboka teaches that you have to have something between them. So therefore, so ma'ik omema, then what would you say? So then necessarily, so of necessity, you have to explain that it goes in the order that we said in order to satisfy Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that you actually have to have some avoda between the five and the two. There is a different explanation that Tosfos Yeshanim brings that actually this Hanichal Rish Lakish and Elul Rav Yochanan is actually a separate side discussion that the Gemara had ended off that to answer a Papa's question that you can't say that the Dishum Mizbeach HaPnimi goes before the Dama Tomid because then you don't have anything to break them up. Then the Gemara says a side point. Why do we need, then the Gemara asks a side point, why we need, why according to the Shlokish and why according to the Yechanan, do we need to arrange things this way? Now, what did we just take as an assumption in the Gemara? We said that we have the word baboka baboka, but the Shnei Gzir Eitzim are extra, therefore we can apply one of them to the Chomish Neiris and one of them to the Dama Tomid. And therefore that gives us three and two respectively, and therefore they go in that order. Omale Ravina Ravashi, but Ravina asked Ravashi, hi baboka baboka de Eitzim min Yatter. That baboka baboka by the wood, by the Shnei Gzir Eitzim, is it in fact extra? Is it in fact unnecessary over there that we can take it from there and darshan it someplace else? Homid Baila the Gufe. We need the words baboka baboka by the Eitzim for its own purpose. Because we said that it has to go ahead of the Maroch HaShnei Shokhtaris. So Ravashi answers him, we don't need that. We already said on Amar Aleph that. Since the pasuk says, the word aleha meant v'loyal chavata, not on any other wood pile. We call the isal chavata. So from that alone, we know that the other wood pile already exists at that point. So we don't need. So we said we don't need the word baboka baboka to tell us that the shnei gzira etzim come first. We already know that at that point the Maroch HaShnia already exists before we put the Shnei Gzir Eitzim. Therefore, we're back to what we said: the two babokos are extra, and therefore we can use those two babokos and take one of them and apply them to the Tavas Chomish Neiris and the other one to the Dama Tomid. Okay. Next, the question is what you asked before: Maishna Da'ovid at Tavas Chomish Neiris Bereisha. Why B'chlal do we do five lamps first? Never hataras shtei neiris b'reisha. Why don't we do two first? The answer is kiven de askobu who ovid ruba. The answer is now. Again, according to Rish Lakish, the reason why we divide them up in the first place, we said, is kedei lahargish kol azara in order to make an excitement and a commotion in the azara that more avodas are being started. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason was based on the pasuk baboker baboker. So we're saying you have to split it in two. Once you're splitting it in two, Ovid Ruba, then right away we figure we should do the majority of them. So the question is, in that case, if we have to do the majority, so we should do as many as possible. In that case, Nevid Shis. So in that case, why don't we do six of them? The answer is Amakrab Hetiva is Neirois Yakdirena. Because the pasuk continues, when he prepares the lamps, plural, Neirois is the plural, Yakdirena is when he burns the Torahs. So therefore, that means we have to have at least two. In neiris posus mishtayim. So you have the word neiris means not less than two. So of necessity, we need two lamps left. Now the Gemara doesn't even bother asking that. In that case, it could be four and three because the assumption is once we're starting the mitzvah, we should do as much of it as possible. So fine, it turns out based on that five is as much as we can do because we have to leave two over for later. So that's why we have five and then two. Okay. Next, Vatovas Shtei Neiris Kodemus Dektoris. There is, by the way, there's a sicha in Nun Aleph where they never talked about the idea. We usually talk about there are five chumashim, and then we have in the Gemara and Shabbos tells us that in a certain sense there are two more chumashim because because in the middle of Bahaloska, in the middle of Chumash Bamidbar, you have Vayhidin Soya Ha'orin, which counts as a Chumash of its own, as a Sefer of its own, and therefore you wind up with seven. So they never once talked about the idea. Like you have you have seven different types of Jews. You think of it, the first four Chumashim all begin on a positive note. The last two Chumashim, if you count them that way, begin on a negative note. Vayhi Ha'am Kimisoinim, the rest of Parashas Bahaloska, and Eilah HaDvarim, where Moshe is telling off the Jewish people for the Averis that they did, and we're saying that nevertheless, those two are still equally part of the Jewish people as the others, and we have to go and light them up and make them into good Jews, make them like the first five Chumashim. So I think the Rebbe talks about that. That's reflected in this idea over here, where we start off with five lamps, and then we do another two lamps.
Okay. Don't you think that by splitting between five and two, we're breaking the rule of Ma'avirim Ala Mitzvahs? We should do all the seven together.
No, because since the Torah itself tells us that we need Be'etivis and Ne'erois, then that itself is telling us that the time for those two is only going to come later. Ein Ma'avirim Ala Mitzvahs would be when the Torah itself doesn't specify one way or the other what order to do things, then we use Ein Ma'avirim Ala Mitzvahs to break the tie. But here, the Torah itself is telling us, do five, then stop, do something else, and then come do the other two. Okay, so let's finish off. V'atavas shtei neres kademas tektarias, yo'am akro, because the Pasuk says, ve'tivayas aneres, v'hador yakturenu. The Pasuk says, when he pairs the lamps, then he should burn the tortoise. That's what we said. Abba Shoal learns the Pasuk that way, that it means first the shtei neres and only then the tortoise. Whereas the Chachamim, we said, disagreed, and said it meant the tortoise is burning while you do the v'atavas shtei neres. Next, the Ktoras le'Evarim. The Ktoras comes before the Evarim. The Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Yukdam Dovash and Namabai Baburka Baburka, Le Dovash Le Namabai, Ela Burka Echad Bobad, something where it says Baburka Baburka, namely the Ktoras comes ahead of something where it only says one Burka, namely the Evarim, where it says that's a Kevasechad Tasa Baburka. And by the way, it's not a matter of that we should say that kapara goes first, because kapara is accomplished only by sprinkling the blood of the korban. Once that's done, the kapara has been accomplished. Burning the evarim is a necessary thing to do with the korban, but it's not part of the kapara. Next, the evarim of mincha. The evarim go before the mincha. The tanya minayin shloya edava kodim l'tamid shal shachar. How do we know that nothing else goes before the tamid shal shachar, meaning before the limbs of the tamid? Tamid leimav arach aleha ha'ola. The pasuk says you should arrange on it the ola. And what does the ola mean? Va'amar rava ha'ola hi ola rishona, means the first ola of the day. So that has to be the first thing placed on the wood pile, on the fire, on the mizbeach. Therefore, the mincha has to come after it. Then the next thing is the mincha comes before the chavitin. Why is that? Because ola u'mincha, because the pasuk says first comes ola, then comes mincha. So we learn from that that the mincha, which accompanies the ola, should go first. The mincha itself is a mincha, but nevertheless, you have the chavitin is not directly tied to the korban tamid, therefore it goes next. The chavitin and the nesachim. Next, the chavitin go before the nesachim because shum mincha, because the name of mincha. The chavitin, after all, is a mincha. They do go together with the talmud, although they're not. They go together with the talmud, although they're not really a part of it. So therefore, more logically, once we have the mincha that goes with the talmud, then automatically the next thing should be the chavitin, which is also a type of mincha. Therefore, they come before the nesachim. Next, unesachim and musafim, because you have a pasuk that says zevach unesachim, the korban and the nesachim. So we see that the nesachim come after the zevach. Umusafim lebazichin, and we said bazichin musafim come before bazichin. So why is that? How could that be? Baltanya bazichin korban musafim. We learn in a braisa the other way around that the bazichin, the whole procedure of the lechem aponim, goes ahead of the musafim. The answer is tanoi. It's more logical. The answer is it's a machlokas tanoim. Whether Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva argue about it in Pesachim. And the Gemara says Amar Abayim Mistaber Kamando Amar Musafim Kodim LeBazichin. It's more logical to follow the opinion that musafim come according to Bazichin. Which is how we say it in morning davening. Lav mi amet baburka baburka lahatim. You said before that the word baburka baburka, one meaning of it is we put something ahead of something else. Hachanami, bayoim bayoim la'acher. The logic is therefore that the same way where the pasuk says b'yom hashabbos, b'yom hashabbos by the bazichin. So the implication is that the bazichin should be later on. So that's why the musafim and then the bazichin, because since it's b'yom 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 hashabbos b'yom hashabbos, the word b'yom is implying during the full strength of the day. So that's where we put it after the musafim. Okay, and so Gemara asks in that case, my time and demand of Bozichin koydim lemosafim. New, then what's the reason for the opinion the other way around that Bozichin comes first? He says goma chuka mechavitin, because he learns gzeira shava on the word chuka from the Bozichin. So from the chavitin rather, the chavitin come earlier. We said the chavitin come together with the talmid. Therefore, he figures the bozichin kodesh kadoshim hu leime isha Hashem chok olam. So therefore, that means that the bozichin should be coming as close as possible to the chavitin. So the question is, yimehasim gamal lugmer kolam mil se mehasim. In that case, then it should be right after the chavitin. Even he agrees that in between you have the nesachim. So why, according to him, if you're learning from the Chavitin, it should come right after the Chavitin? He says, "Lohochi ahani b'yoyim b'yoyim la'acher." Fine. For that, we have the word "b'yoyim b'yoyim" tells us that it should be later. But he says not so late as that it should be after the Musafim. He says because on the other hand, you're learning from Chavitin, you're learning Zeder Shava from Chavitin, and therefore it has to be closer to the Chavitin. Whereas the opinion that says the other way around would say he doesn't hold of that Zeder Shava, so therefore he just has b'yoyim ha'Shabbos. Therefore, it means the Bozichin are as late as possible after the Musafim. Okay.